You know, not all homes are new, and not all homes were built during the time of the post-World War I and World War II booms in suburban construction. We're here in Milford, Connecticut, outside of a 1910 building that had been greatly abused in its infancy. It was a single-family house, and then it became a two-family house, then it became a single-family house again, until a young couple looked at it and saw the beauty in the bones. And really, the bones of this house were wonderful. It's a long rectangular plan. It had three, maybe four, if you looked at it creatively, bedrooms. But it was not very large. It was about 2,300 square feet. Beautiful building lot with a long face facing due south. And the question is, how do you take a house with the classic broken up floor plan, lots of little rooms, and how do you free those rooms to make the house feel open like you'd want it to? Well, the first part, let's walk around the outside here, Bruce, for a minute. If you take a look, now, this looks pretty normal, right, Bruce? Basically, basic gable house with a little return gable at the side. But then what do you see over here? As we're walking over here, we have a new part. And, you know, you think that when you'd add on to your house, you'd add on a family room or you'd add on a kitchen or you'd add on something that would give you space. But here we did something completely different. And for an older home, this is what makes all the difference. In most homes prior to World War II, they had stairways that met no aspect of the building code. The treads were too narrow. The risers were too high. They would have turns them. And here in this house was literally a death trap stair where you turned a whole 90 degrees in like four or five steps that went down to zero. And if you took one wrong step, you would fall down those stairs and kill yourself. So what we did was we looked at that, and it was also located in right at the entry of the house, and it squeezed everything down to almost a choke point. So what did we do? I proposed to the owners. It kind of freaked them out a little bit. I said, you know, they're on a very, very tight budget. They're a young couple. And what we ended up doing was building a tower alongside the house. And the tower has in it a completely new and completely code-compliant stair. And it has several elements to it which actually allow the stair tower not only to not kill you, but also to allow you to get backlighting. So these huge, gigantic, double-hung windows, those face north. And the whole long, broad face of the house is only about 21 feet deep. So the whole backside of the house faces south and could have a lot of glare to it. Well, when we actually have windows that are that large to the north, it backlights the whole interior. Now, notice how tall. They're not quite at the second floor, but they're very tall. When you pull down those top sashes, the entire first floor of the house vents out the top of that stair. And that minimizes the amount of air conditioning you would ever need in a house like this. Well, to make that work, there was an existing porch you see here. We ended up actually pulling the new entry out into underneath the existing roof of the existing porch. And that allowed just enough room to make it work. Now, I think Charlie is here because this couple is doing a full, complete gut rehab here. And what they're actually doing is not GCing it themselves, but they're partnering with their GC and being very active in taking care of all the loose ends so they can get this thing as close to being done for wholesale as possible, as opposed to retail. Hey, Charlie. Charlie, you here?
Hey, Duo.
Good to see you, man.
Welcome back.
Well, listen, this place looks phenomenal. What I'd love you to tell the people that are listening, tell us how you found the house, what the house was when you found it, and just how did you work with the contractor, me? Just give us a good two-minute description of the project and how you worked with your wife to make it happen.
Well, this has been a project for the patient, I think. This has not been something that's happened overnight. We spent a great deal of time looking for a home that we could, you know, really, you know, enjoy now and perhaps grow a family with. And we started looking for a house, God, it must have been back in 2005 at the height of the market.
Wow.
Couldn't find anything that we liked and could afford. And at the end of 2006, we finally ended up stumbling across a foreclosure in just a fantastic part of town. And after some negotiation, ended up buying the house. And we're suddenly stuck with the question of, well, what do we do with it now? This was a 1910 Victorian. Some people call it a poor man's Victorian. Other people refer to it as a fisherman's Victorian. But it's a classic older home with kind of very small chopped up rooms. And we walked into it and knew immediately that we wanted to make some changes. And for the price that we picked it up, we had some budget left over to do that with. Ooh. So we started looking around to try and, you know, work with, you know, an architect such as yourself.
Yikes.
To find ways that we could creatively use the existing space, try and expand the living spaces on the interior, but leave the exterior in keeping with the character of the house and in keeping with the neighborhood.
And describe to them your reaction when I proposed this new bump out to the north for a new stair. I think there was a slight panic attack, if I remember correctly.
Well, I think there was a mixture of emotions, because on the one hand, you're right, there was a panic attack, particularly when we started talking numbers. But the other hand, you know, we had been talking to several other architects, and everyone we spoke with sort of nodded their head and said, yeah, we can do that. And we had basically been talking about moving a couple of walls and just opening up a couple of spaces. You sort of walked in with a little different attitude, and we sort of referred to it as creative destructive creativity. And immediately, kind of, we started seeing what you saw, which was that the stairs, the house had two sets of stairs in it. Neither one of them was particularly nice. And both of them combined created the largest problems that we had. They took up large parts of the usable living area. Right. Frankly, they had some safety issues because they were very steep, very narrow, and had windows in awkward places where a child could go flying through. And we decided, all right, if we're going to spend the money to do a lot of cosmetic work in the house, it'd be foolish to do that and leave what we really came to see as the house's biggest flaw untouched.
Well, I think this is a good break point because you've gotten the listeners out there, you've gotten actually what the starting point was. The outside of the house remained, I think, true to its 1910 roots. We ganged some windows together. We kept the siding very similar. We had a little bit of fun with the way we treated the siding around that new stair tower element. But the magic of the interior of the house, which we'll talk about next week, the magic of the interior of the house really was what we undid, redid, and how the owners use their own very specific knowledge base to create the inside of this box that we thought outside of in this first part, how they rethought the inside of the box to make it work for their very, very specific use patterns, and also, dare I say, perhaps future little ones that might be coming along.
Maybe.
You never know. Stranger things have happened. So when you're thinking about your house, don't think about things like walls and stairs as if they're made out of granite. They're just wood. You can get rid of them. Now, realize that adding a stair is far more expensive than taking down or putting up a wall. But in this case, we took down two dangerous stairs, made one very, very safe stair that did many, many functions, and then freed up the entire interior of the house to make sense of what the box could do once creative people take hold of it.
Duo Dickinson is an architect, author, and the contributing writer in home design for Money Magazine.